So the parsha Bamidbar starts with the census. Right, they finished building the Mishkan. They're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to count everyone. We're going to set up the camp. They have everyone's got their flags. Everyone's got their own individual camp. And it starts by Bereshit Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Ba'omoed, and Hashem tells Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai in the Omoed. Again, they've moved away from the mountain. Right, they're not dealing with Har Sinai anymore. It's now the Omoed. Bechad L'Chodesh Hasheni, in the first day of the second month, the first day of Iyar. And the second year when after they left Egypt. It's been a year and a month since they've left. This Ur Rosh Kol Daf in Israel, go count all of the Israel, Rosh Kol Tam, because their families, the Benashim Shana from 20 years and up. And then Itchem Yiyu, and with you will be Ish Ish Lamateh. You will have you have one man for each tribe, and the great punter Matthias Weinberg, because they are Roshe Hamatot, literally the chiefs of staff.
Oh.
Staff me. Okay? Presumably the same origin of the staff there. I assume the wording your staff is, I know, your symbol of leadership, like a shevet is, but the Nisim are the chiefs of staff. And he gives all the names. Rosh Beit Tav and Elish Hashem. These are the people you need to know. Hashem do Hashem that will be with you. Ruvain, Shurub, Sheyor, Shimon, Shulmim, and Sur Shaddai. Go through all 12. These are the people. Ela Kri Haida. These are the ones who are called by the community. Nesiyim Matot, the chiefs of staff. Rosh Beit Israel, the heads of the thousands of Israel. Eikach Moshe Aaron and Hashem. Ela and Moshe Aaron took these men. Hashem Nikavu B'Sheimot, who were specified by name. I want to look at that word nikvu, right? They're specified. We tell the name, and Hashem says that they're specified name, and we know it means specified. We have an example from Yitzhak.
Right? Oh, and you see the pasuk thing?
Where? Oh, pus. Oh, that's the sound up in there. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a typo. Thank you. I need to put something right there.
Could you close the shade? Not working.
Okay. Susk. Okay. So, spreads by Yaakov talking to Laban. So the Yomer Nikavash Tzachar. Specify your salary. So now Kev Shenikvu B'Sheimot means the ones who are specified by name. Why does text tell us to tell us that? We have all this list of names, and it says, well, the Moshe took the ones who are specified by name. So Rashi makes a comment on it, but doesn't help us at all.
We hear also Rashi.
You? This we need editors. Rashi says, Hanashim Ha'ela, right, who are these people? Hashem Masar Nisi'im Halalu, these 12 Nisi'im. Okay, that doesn't tell me anything. I know that already. Hashem Nikvu Lokan B'Shemo, the ones who are specified here by their names. What do you mean? Hashem Nikvu B'Shemo, what does that mean? Specified here. Well, it says Hashem Nikvu B'Shemo. So what is what he was specified? They were specified here specifically.
So what is that low here? Like,
right? Them low, specified okay. To Moshe, these are the names. Given that the Hashem says, here are the names of the people, why does the Torah now tell us that he took the names who were specified? The Maharal says that Rashi is telling us that since Nikvu is in the past, perfect. It should be translated who had been specified. But Rashi is telling us, now don't read this pasuk to mean that they had been named before this incident. Okay? It's not those who have been listed some previous time beforehand, but these who are listed right now. That's the Gerardia, that's Mara. Hashem Nikvo Lo Kan, that he's explaining. Rashi, Perosh, She'en Lashon Nikvo, that the word specified, Nikiv. Is Kamoshar Nikru, Shulashan Hanakubum, Furash Makomacher. Doesn't mean they were listed somewhere else. So why should I care? Why should I mention that? Because here they're all listed by name. To say that the Torah is telling us they were specified here specifically. Take these ones. Not any ones that were mentioned beforehand. Rashi wants to know that these Nisi'im, these leaders, were named now. Because B'nai Israel hadn't seen before that. Right? They had them back in Egypt. They had them when they came out. We talk about the Yochol and Nisi'im, talk about the Man. And similarly, when Moshe comes down from Har Sinai and he teaches the Torah, by Yeshuvah of Aaron, Aaron comes to him, Yochol and Nisi'im, and all the Nisi'im. All the leaders come to him.
Who were these Nisi'im? Like political figures? And like, we don't know who they are, and we don't.
We don't, right. So at this, so until this point, we don't have any names. They exist. Yeah, they're political leaders. They're the leaders of the tribes. The tribes are all, they all existed in Egypt. They had some kind of political structure. They come out, they're Nisi'im.
But like, we don't seem to ascribe them much importance because like, we don't really know much about them.
Right. Right. We know Nachshon ben Aminadab. We got his name, right? See there. So here in our parsha, the first time we name them. The problem with Rashi's comment, Nikvu Khan B'Shemot, this is the first time they named, is that Rashi's wrong. right? Because the Nisi'im were actually named specifically at a previous time. But we don't know that because it's written later in the text. Remember, this census takes place. Shem tells Moshe to do this in the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, second month. But coming up, Parsha Balosha, verse 8. By Bereshit Moshe and Bar Sinai, Bashana Shanit, the Ten Mitzvot of Tribe, Hashem spoke to Moshe in Wilderness of Sinai, Bachodesh Harishon, in the first month of that second year. And told them that's when you have to bring the Pesach and all that. The chronological order is not absolute. Things are arranged thematically rather than by chronological order. Right, the beginning of the book, it says, is the beginning of the second month. Now, in Parshat Naso and Balotcha, it's talking about the first month. The Nasan Balotcha, which is the story of the inauguration of the Mishkan, was at the beginning of Nisan. Census, the beginning of the year, a month later.
The years, it's all the same year, we know that.
The same, right. So it's 1 year after they left Egypt. They leave Egypt, they build their
It says Bashana Hashinit,
right. It's all the same, it's all the second year.
Okay.
And the way Parshat Nasa, next word, took your Parshat, this week's Parsha, as a description of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and when Moshe finishes putting the Mishkan up, and then the Nisi'im, by Krib Nisi'im Israel, Haim Nisi'im Matot, that all the Nisi'im come and they bring all their gifts. And they know, we know what their names are. Rahim Akriba Rishon, or no, Nachshon ben Aminadab, Matei Yehuda. Same name we had in Parshat Bamidbar. Same for Mashini and Tam ben Suar, and all the way down to Naphtali, Achira ben Enan. Same exact names. So they're named, we know their names from beforehand. What is he saying? So why is Rashi saying Nikvu Kan B'Shemot? They're specified here. So we'll start looking at what Rav Kamenetsky says, the Emes Yaakov. And his question is more, why is the census here at all? Why did they wait till the second year before counting and organizing everybody into their various tribes? This census, Yehud was specifically Kedela Sader Dinyan Degalit. They're trying to arrange all the camps, all specified by their flag. So it's weird. it's kind of hard to understand. Lotecha, Yatsu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, that right when they left Egypt, Yatsu Bnei Yisrael Al Tzivotam, they had their, literally with their host, they had their organization, they had their leadership, they had the king, they had the team when they left. But my hitinu l'sader t'galim shanat mima. So why does Hashem wait an entire year to get them more organized?
When they left Mitzrayim, was it organized according to Shevet? The same way it is in the Midbar?
Well, they knew what their Shevatim were. I think it wasn't organized. You know, everyone had their own tribe. They had the Nesiim and they knew where they were, but they didn't have this kind of structure to the camp. That happens now. So Meta Inyana Degalim, but the truth is that this whole idea, all these literally the flags of these different camps, Yankishko Shevet Beshevet, Yeshituchuna Ushifo Muchedach, Miyuchedet. Illustrates the fact that each Shevet had its own task, own goal and own aim. They really were acting as separate nations within the common nation. That each one's goals were different from the other one. And so if they were separated by tribes, they would have fallen apart. Exactly what happened as soon as they get into Eretz Yisrael. We know all of Jewish history. As soon as they organize by tribes, and each tribe thinks they're all their own nation, and they start civil wars. They came in Shayach Kula Merkaz Echad. Once they get the common center, once they built the Mishkan, Hainer Mishkan, Kulam Chonim Yisavim Mishkan, and everyone's centered around, circling around that center of Mishkan, in the Gorom Pirut, that then they're not going to separate, Echad Omeid Al Mishmatom Yuchedet Lo, that everyone has their own particular mission, their own task, within the common framework of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Ein Kan Shum Pirut, Ein Kan Shum Pirut, and they're not going to separate. They're all looking at the same central point. So therefore, as long as before the Mishkan was actually built, there was no spiritual center. So then Hashem said, okay, just everyone stay together. Don't separate out into your individual tribes. Once the Mishkan is built, there's no problem with having the various camps. And that's why it happens only after. Set the camp up in Nisan. They set the Mishkan up in Nisan. Time to divide up the camps. I would say that the Nesiim the same way. They're the same Nesiim who were mentioned before. But now, they're reappointed here. Because Hashem needs to go back and say, okay, so now, yes, beforehand you are different tribes and that's the reality of it. But if I appointed you as divine right of Nesiim, then you would have each had your own tribe and you each gone your own separate way. Now we've got the Mishkan here, we're going to stay united together. And all the Nesiim need to come together, point you to that common center.
This is very timely with the Degalim in this week of Yom Yerushalayim and the
right. I said, was there some? I mean, they had this whole Degel parade. It was on Sunday, though. It happened already.
Yeah.
Everyone. I just read an article a little late, worrying about the violence in March past Shar Shechem. There was no terrible disaster.
There were incidents, but nothing. I mean, they were worried that Gaza would shoot and would start another. Yeah. That didn't happen.
The Degalim here is kind of the separate camps, right? Everyone's got their own political parties. So we have to stay united. That's what Shkan here is. They're named now. Basically, they're being reappointed. They were the same as CM, but Sensei, okay, now you're in charge of these Shevatim, which are not separate nations. They're all part of the same nation. So there's another side of Rashi's comment, where he says, Anashima Ela, these men, Ashima Sen CM, which are in, what is he adding here? And again, the Maharal saying the Anashim Ha'ela is making a point because they're appointed as Anashim. Ki Anashim Ha'ela Mashmashu Anashim Sama. But it sounds from the way it's worded here that they were just ordinary people. That's not true, because they already were in the Nisi'im. Right? Mm-hmm. They already were the leaders that's in here. Hashem wasn't saying, let's just take these people and promote them into being Nisi'im. Mashma Anashim. No, the Pasuk says Anashim. Lo Nichachum Epnei Nisi'im. It sounds like they weren't appointed because they already were Nisi'im. They were elected right off the street. They know, but that's not the case. Because they really were Nisi'im. Rashi's telling, reminding us of that. Right? They were, in fact, the leaders. This is Shimon Schwab pointing out that there's a lesson there about what it takes to be a Nasi, that they have to be in the sense of ordinary people. Separate from the people, then, they're bad leaders.
Isn't the word Ish considered like an honorary,
yes, and I knew some of you. I figured someone's going to object to that because this is exactly the opposite interpretation of the word Ish elsewhere.
Right.
Okay, you're absolutely right.
Didn't you give a shame?
Other times,
like,
I assume the limb and all that.
Like Ish is like a mensch.
Right.
It
talks about it being important. Here, you know, we're seeing that it's Anashim as opposed to Nisi'im. Yes, they need to be mentioned. They have to be good people. Not that they had political power beforehand. And so Schwab goes back to this Midbar, right? So Midbar Sinai, we're talking about, that's important, that's in the Midbar. And the Midrash on this famously says that the Torah had to be given in the wilderness. If anyone who doesn't consider themselves like a wilderness, Hefker, free to fear all, can't learn Torah. And that's Adkal Hashanah. No, that is the Midrash. The Torah fear. You have to explain that. This is Shemesh. Zero Parsha Kozman. Adam Chai Ba'anishalo. That seems that. As long as a person is so full of their own ego, their own self. And then you can't become connected to Hashem. You can't learn Torah if you're full of yourself. If you allow yourself to be the wilderness, I have nothing that's mine. Then this division between the person and God goes away. Then you can actually learn Torah. That's the mind of God. And the idea of Torah being hefker means saying it's not mine, it belongs to everyone. If you know a lot, don't think you're so great. And don't be so proud of yourself when you're teaching. But Ikar, and the important thing is, in Yechadish Chidushay Torah, you come up with some new insight. Lo Yakvid, don't care. Don't be so picky. Im Dorshim Devarav, if people publicly quote, cite what you said, Shil B'Shem Amar, without quoting it. It's okay. That's what you have to, in order to learn Torah, you have to be like a midbar. Everything that you say has to be hefker. Yes, there is an idea of quoting B'Shem Amar. But you shouldn't care. It's fine.
It's still the obligation of the person who's quoting you to do B'Shem Omro, but you as the Omro shouldn't care. Like, everybody has their own.
Right. You should not be so picky to say, wait, that's mine. You can't say that. Right. If you say it's yours, then you don't have it at all. That's not Torah. Okay, that's the Midbar. But if you consider yourself like the wilderness, free for all. You don't own your own wisdom. Then you'll be zochet to learn Torah.
This should be Safaria's. You know, Safaria's theory is Safaria wants to kind of do away with copyrights and permission to publicize ideas of Torah. That's their mission statement.
Yes, right. So that's why we have down over here is a common Creative Commons share alike, attribution share alike license.
Oh, yeah.
I do ask you. Yes, but you feel free to copy it. I do ask, you should say it the same umbrella, but I will not be mocked. Okay. So let's do it in the scene. Now we're going to go back on why they're called Ish, and again, we're interpreting that as a lesser status than Nasi. And then it mentions all of them individually. And it mentions them individually as though this is the first time we've met them. And this is strange, because we said before, this list is in the the second month, and we already had all their names back in the first month. So why are we mentioning them all now? Everyone knew who the Nesir Nesiim were. And we should also be more precise and look at what the word text says. Same idea. Again, the other place Anashim is not read this way, but for the purpose of this year, we're going to read Anashim as Pshutim.
Well, certainly Anashim as opposed to Nesiim. We're not saying Anashim as opposed to whatever, something else.
Right. So they're still Anashim, they're still immense, but mentioned, but they're, right. They have no Minui Sarah. They have no great status. Even though these are the same Nesiim who were there, who had just a month before, you know, participated in inaugurating the Mishkan. Chazak Shor said that you take the Nesiim with you. The answer is, teaching them, even if, they really do have this power. They are the Nesiim, they are honored. They have to. They need to concern themselves again. Hefker. It's not for me. It's not mine. They have to concern themselves on Hashem. Then, you will have one ish for every tribe. Without being considered, without thinking about the fact that, well, I've had this power for forever. No, this is a new status. This is Nikvu Khan. You're now being reappointed. But you've got to be as an East, not as a previous Nasi. And so, Elish Ron Hashim, Shinev Haru, Betarat Anashim. They have to remain Anashim. And so, if they, as long as they act that way, Yishlichum Alayhem called Kavod Atmi, and they avoid any personal honor, Yisrarah, and power, and they will become the true leaders and become Rav Shei Alpe Yisrael. And that goes back. That's why Rashi B'lashono HaZahav, Rashi's golden language here of Nikulo Khan. They're pointed here. May have been the scene before that, but right now this is a brand new status as part of the new Klal Yisrael, and they need to be Anashim, not Nisim. There's Khan Daika and Nakbul and Moshe, Bishay Mo Khan Shim Shukin. So that's lesson leadership. We're not going to bring up contemporary politics in any way, so we're not talking about contemporary politicians. But there's a cricative here. If you look back at where we started, it says, here we go. Ilek Kriye Ha'eda. If you look at the cative, the way it's written, it's with a yud there, Kriye Ha'eda. But the Kri, the way it's pronounced, is Krue Haida. Those are different words. Kriye means those who call the community, those who tell everybody else what to do. That's the way the Targum Onkelos translates. Ilan Ma'arare Kanisha, those who call to the community. That's Kriye Haida. But Masora says read it as Krue, those who are called. Like when Rashi says it.
Oh, Nikra.
The Nikra is passive. By Nikraim l'chol davar, they are called to it. So that is, the Nesiim have to be public servants. They have to be called. The Eidah tells them what to do, not they're telling the Eidah what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They need to remember that they are Anashim plain people. And so now that they have this structure and of the nation and divided into Degalim, they are still meant to keep the people, everyone centered on that Mishkan and that mission of Bnei Israel. And Nikvu B'Shemot here as Anashim, not as Nesiim.
Thanks. Like having a creative on the word Kari.
Oh, that's interesting. Read the word read in a different way than it's read.
Yes. And they're all spelled the same.
Yeah, they are. Kri-a, Kiru-a.
Yeah, they are supposed to. And it's an interesting contrast, because Korach, they're all called, it's got the opposite here. It's written Kru-a, but it's pronounced Kri-a. They do Korach people are all, I want to be in charge. They miss the point of what it means to be Kru-a Ha'edah, to be called by the community.
Did any of the Mefarshim have the idea that before the Nesiim were elected or appointed by the people, and here God is giving his approval?
So we don't have that explicit, right? So we don't know where they came from beforehand. So I assume that is yes. Whatever structured clause they had in Egypt, I mean, they had some kind of organization there. So the Nesiim were there beforehand. Right. So Hashem is not telling the people, okay, we're replacing everybody. Hashem is giving the divine imprimatur that, okay, these leaders, that's fine. We're going to keep them. But they got to start all over again.
They have to, right.
This is a new path. This is a new status here, and now they are representative not so much of the tribes, but both representative of their tribe to the Mishkan and to Hashem, and representative of Hashem to the people as well. So the guy, Nikvu Kam B'Shemot, is there now reappointed to a different status.
Well, we have...